Next, Hallmark Channel presents International Flags Line of Philadelphia Street. Christmas trees and lights decorate the city. Text, a gift to remember. Darcy rides a bike with a basket down the sidewalk to Chaucer's bookstore. She carries her bike inside.
Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning.
You were supposed to call me last night. I wanted to hear all about your date with Oliver.
And if there was anything worth recording, I would have called.
A new book called Let Nothing You Dismay sits on a display.
The new Anthony Cleaver Parks.
Your copy's already at the front register.
Merry Christmas to me.
I swear you just work here for the employee discount.
Nothing wrong with that.
Josh holds up a sign.
Hey, Darcy. How's that look?
It looks great, Josh. Except you misspelled featuring.
It reads 8 days until Christmas Eve at Chaucer's.
Oh, man.
Darcy smiles. Terrence works at his desk. Darcy walks in with a tin.
Good morning, Terrence. My landlady made peppermint fudge last night. Peppermint fudge, your favorite.
Oh, thank you, Darcy.
You okay?
Look what arrived in the mail yesterday.
He hands her a card.
Books, Books, Books has decided to have their own Christmas Eve event.
What? They stole our idea.
Well, we don't have the market cornered on Christmas Eve events.
Yes, we do. Our Christmas Eve is a tradition. They can't just sweep in here and... Okay, this is an exact copy of our event.
No point in getting angry because there's nothing we can do about it. We'll just concentrate on having our own wonderful Christmas here the way we do every year.
Yeah, but don't you think that we should...
I think that we should root for all bookstores to be successful these days, even the competition.
Okay. What kind of a name is Books, Books, Books anyway?
That I'll grant you. Now give me some of that peppermint fudge.
Your grandson is going to love this, Mr. Farley. It was one of my favorites.
I remember his mother loved it when she was his age. I'm so glad you thought of it.
See you guys on Christmas Eve?
Well, we never miss it.
Perfect. Well, just give me a moment and I will get Josh to wrap this up for you.
You didn't give him a chance.
Who, Mr. Farley?
No, Oliver, last night.
He doesn't read. You sent me on a date with someone who doesn't read.
What did I miss?
I sent Darcy out last night with a very nice guy, but she won't see him again because he can't quote Charles Dickens.
I will honor Christmas in my heart and keep it all the year.
See? Josh can quote Dickens.
Josh works at a bookstore.
I am willing to hold out for a guy who gets as excited about a new book as I do.
Nobody gets as excited about a new book as you do.
Does it really take three of my employees to gift wrap a book?
Terrence, would you please tell Darcy to be more adventurous?
I think Darcy is as adventurous as she wants to be.
Thank you. I've got my friends, I've got a job I love, and anytime I want adventure, I have a whole store full of options.
Darcy hands Mr. Farley the book.
Here you go, Mr. Farley.
Thank you, Darcy. I'll see you at the Christmas party.
You bet.
He walks away. Darcy smiles at a dog outside. A handsome man holds the leash. Darcy and the man stare at each other. They smile at each other. The man walks away with his dog. Darcy follows him with her eyes. She bikes down the sidewalk to Luigi's restaurant. A man wearing a Santa hat walks out carrying a plastic bag.
Ciao, bella.
Check out Santa's helper.
In Naples, we call him Bobo Natale.
Well, you do Bobo Natale proud, Luigi.
Yes.
What's for dinner?
Manicotti, a side of assorted spinach, and for dessert... Apricot crostata. Oh.
There's no way that's only $5.
For my favorite customer, it's always $5.
Thank you, Luigi. You're amazing. But if you keep doing this, you'll go broke.
And if I don't do it, you're going to starve, huh?
Thank you.
Okay, ciao. Buonasera.
Good night.
She walks away with the food in her bike basket. We arrive at a brick building. Darcy locks her bike inside.
Well, dearie, how was your day?
Oh, busy day. Catherine was quite disappointed to learn that her matchmaking skills aren't all she hoped.
Oh, let me guess. He wasn't a reader.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do with that? Oh, it also looks like our biggest rival is trying to compete with Christmas Eve at Chaucer's.
Well, they're foolish to try. Chaucer's is a Philadelphia tradition.
I think we might need to step up our game this year.
Have a gingerbread man.
No. No thanks.
Bite the head off. It'll make you feel better.
Darcy takes a gingerbread man and bites off the head.
All right, well, I best get back to work. I am stringing lights on the Christmas tree.
I thought you did that already.
It needed more.
Of course it did. Well, I've got the new Anthony Cleaver Parks book and a tree with just the right amount of lights. I'm gonna curl up with my dinner, maybe a cup of hot cider, and a few more of those cookies. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Darcy gets into the elevator. Goldfish swim in a tank. Darcy pours a drink from a teapot. Her apartment is decorated with Christmas lights. She takes the book Let Nothing You Dismay from the counter and sits down in an armchair. She begins to read. She looks at the snow falling outside. She looks away from the book and taps her finger on it. She closes the book and goes to her bookshelf. She pulls out a book on origami and smiles. Josh's sign sits in the window of Chaucer's. Darcy holds a tray of origami snowflakes. She and Catherine hang them in the window.
How'd you learn to make these?
Origami made easy. I picked it up forever ago. Always meant to do something with it. Last night I finally did.
You made all of these last night?
Well, what could I say? I'm crafty. I just want to see you channel that energy into something other than reading and crafts, which is a fabulous lifestyle if you're 70. Catherine, wait, that's not even true. My grandma's in her 70s and she takes ballroom dancing lessons. I am not doing that.
Well, would you look at this?
We're going big.
This is beautiful.
Thank you, Terrence.
Can I borrow you two for a second?
When?
Well, we're hoping for the end of March. Wendy and I will be doing some house hunting in San Francisco when we're out there next week.
But what'll happen to the store?
I'm hoping we can find a general manager we trust to keep it open, keep it going. Chaucer's has been around for a long time, and we wouldn't want books to be the only option in the neighborhood.
So you're not selling the place?
Well, we're open to all possibilities, but the plan is to keep it open under new management. Of course, if any of you would like to apply, I would welcome that conversation.
Darcy's co-workers look at her.
We're really gonna miss you, Terrence.
Well, it breaks my heart to say goodbye, but the pull of grandchildren is very powerful.
I understand.
I'm sorry to break this to you all a week before Christmas, but since I'll be seeing candidates for the job, I thought you should know.
Thanks for telling us now, Terrence.
So, no long faces, okay? Let's just try and make this the best Christmas Eve at Chaucer's we've ever had, all right?
I can't believe Terrence is doing this. It's like he's breaking up the family.
We'll still be a family, Darcy. We'll just have family in San Francisco, too.
But I mean around here. We grow the family. You know Terrence will find someone great.
Unless he decides to sell.
Darcy widens her eyes.
You don't think he will, do you? He can't. Someone will turn this building into a yoga studio so fast.
Not necessarily.
Are these little books made of matchboxes?
Yeah. And now I've got, like, 3 Ziploc baggies full of matches, so let me know if you need any.
I'll keep that in mind.
Or worse than a yoga studio, it'll be like the 3rd craft microbrewery on the street. Or worse, they'll just tear it down and turn it into luxury condos.
Darcy, everything will be fine. This is someone's dream job, I'm sure of it.
Well, you, Catherine, your senior manager, it should totally be you.
I'm done with grad school in May. I hope to be putting my journalism degree to use. Terrence needs someone that'll stick around. Really love the place. What about you?
What about me?
For the job.
Darcy stares at her.
Oh, I don't know anything about running a business. I mean, think of all the thousands of things that could go wrong.
There you go, right back to the worst case scenario.
The man with the dog appears in the window.
There's a doggy in the window. You see that?
The man kneels down and pets the dog.
And that doggy has a person.
I see that too.
The man smiles at Darcy. Darcy smiles back.
Come on, Bailey. Come on.
The man and his dog Bailey continue down the street. He stops in front of a shop. A sign hangs on the door that reads, "Sorry, we're closed. Please come again."
Come on, Bailey. Looks like we're early.
A tall, lighted Christmas tree stands next to a clock tower at night. Darcy rides her bike and arrives at her apartment building. She takes off her helmet and walks her bike inside. Mrs. Henley hangs Christmas decorations inside.
Hey, what's for dinner?
Wreaths cover the bike rack.
Chicken piccata.
Oh, I didn't even think about you having a place for your bicycle. I get such blinders on when it comes to decorating.
It's okay, I got it. But if I come down tomorrow and my bike is covered in tinsel.
Well, if it stands still long enough, I decorate it. Speaking of which, I have a beautiful star for your tree. Let's have dinner together and hang it.
I'd be delighted.
Darcy tops the tree with a star.
Beautiful.
Mrs. Henley helps Darcy down.
Thank you.
I think your friend has a point.
But I don't know the first thing about managing a store.
You have the most important qualification. You love books.
It's true, I do. But I like things the way they are.
Mrs. Henley rolls her eyes.
I know my advice doesn't mean much. I'm only your landlady.
You are far more than that, and you know it.
Well, if you gave yourself a bit more credit, you'd realize that you were tough as nails and twice as sharp. I didn't meet your parents, but I know they'd say the same thing if they could.
You think so?
Yes. A life embracing possibilities is what every parent wants for their child.
Don't get me wrong. I love my life, my friends. I wish I could still
go to your parents for advice.
Darcy nods.
Yeah, well, sweetie, trust me. You never outgrow that feeling.
It's just easier when I keep the big twists confined to my reading. In real life, I want to know what the day's going to bring.
Where's the excitement in that? The day brings what it brings. You take what's given, and eventually you turn it into something wonderful.
The man and his dog sit on a couch in his house. The man wraps a present with red wrapping paper.
What do you think, Bailey? Not bad, huh?
Darcy sits in an armchair in her apartment and reads Let Nothing You Dismay. She sips tea from a mug. The man reads the same book. Daytime at Darcy's apartment. Josh calls on her cell phone. Darcy still sits in the armchair. She reaches for the phone.
Hello?
You fell asleep in your comfy chair.
I fell asleep in my comfy chair.
You forgot to set your alarm.
I forgot to set my alarm.
You are so late.
I am so late.
Hey, I just got your message. I'm going to take Bailey out for a quick walk, and then we're going to hit the road. Thanks for everything.
The man packs a bag. Darcy rushes out of the elevator. Her bike is decorated with a paper chain.
Very funny, Mrs. Henley.
She tosses the paper chain aside. She runs out with her bike. She gets on and bikes down the street. The man leaves his apartment with Bailey.
Come on, boy.
He and Bailey walk down a ramp. He carries green envelopes. Darcy pedals quickly down the street. The man and Bailey walk down the sidewalk. He takes his phone out of his pocket and looks at it as he walks. Darcy speeds down the street. A car coming out of an alley nearly hits her. The man crosses the street. Darcy crashes into him. The green envelopes fly in the air. He lies on the ground with his eyes closed. A Philadelphia police car arrives at the scene. The man is wheeled into an ambulance on a stretcher. His eyes stay closed. Darcy watches.
Excuse me, here's your dog.
A woman hands her the leash. Darcy stares at the dog. A police officer comes up to her.
So you know where they're taking him?
Einstein Hospital.
The ambulance drives away. The man's wallet and phone lies on the ground. Water washes it down the street into a sewer. The police car drives away. Darcy stands on the sidewalk with the dog.
Hi.
She kneels down and looks at the tag on its collar.
Bailey, nice to meet you.
Einstein Hospital, that's only a few miles. Feel like a walk?
She picks up the green envelope scattered on the ground and a key.
Okay. Come on, boy.
She puts the envelopes in her bike basket. We arrive at Einstein Hospital. The ambulance is parked outside. The driver gets out. Darcy and Bailey walk up to the entrance. A no dogs allowed sign is painted on the glass.
Darcy.
Mr. Farley waves.
Oh, Mr. Farley, what are you doing here?
I'm here for my grandson. He's having his appendix out.
How is he?
They say it's a simple procedure, but that doesn't do much for the worry. So we decided to come out and get some fresh air. Need someone to keep an eye on your friend there?
Would you? That would be so great. This is Bailey. I just met him. It's a long story, but he seems really friendly. Thanks.
Hey, Bailey. I'm Bob. Care to keep me company?
I think we'll be fine, Andrew.
Thank you.
Darcy leaves her bike next to Mr. Farley and goes inside the hospital. She stands at the front desk.
Are you his wife?
Nope.
Sister?
Nope.
Mother?
Really?
Then I can't give you any information.
But I have his dog.
As you said repeatedly.
The nurse hands her a notepad.
Leave your name and your number, and as soon as I can, I will let him know that you stopped by.
Thank you. But what do I do with Bailey?
What you do with any dog. Feed him, keep him happy, and clean his paws after you walk him in the snow.
Thanks. Could you maybe just tell me his name?
I'm sorry, hon. I wish I could.
Darcy nods once. She walks away. The nurse takes Darcy's note and walks into the man's room.
I come bearing good news. Turns out you have a dog, and his name is Bailey. Now, if we could just find out what your name is.
The man lies in bed with his eyes closed. The nurse attaches a clipboard to the end of his bed with the name John Doe. The Philadelphia skyline. Luigi writes a menu on a sandwich board outside his restaurant. Darcy and Bailey walk up.
Ah, Darcy, you're home from work early today. You wait here, I'll make you something for lunch.
That's okay, Luigi. I just would rather get home today.
Oh, look at the little cannolino. Hello, little fella.
I'm watching him for the day for this guy. It's kind of a long story.
Ma, la bicicletta, what happened?
Just a little accident.
My nephew, he works at the bicycle shop on the Frankfurt Avenue. You leave it with me overnight, I have it back to you like brand new.
Luigi, you don't have to do that.
It's the season for giving, yes? You look like you'd use some Christmas cheer, too.
It's been kind of a trying day.
You come back later. I have some tiramisu for you, and I'm going to see if I can find a nice little treat for the pop, too, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Luigi takes her bike.
Thank you. Okay. Come on, Bailey.
Ciao.
Darcy enters her apartment building.
Okay, come on. Good boy.
She walks in with Bailey.
Oh, it's okay.
Shh.
It's okay, buddy.
Mrs. Henley comes out.
Did you trade your bicycle for a dog?
Did you put up more Christmas decorations in here?
I will ask the questions. What is a dog doing in my building?
It's the icicles, right? The perfect finishing touch. You have such a good eye.
Right now, my good eye is looking at a hairy dog in my vestibule.
I hit his owner with my bike and now he's in the hospital. It was an accident.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do it on purpose.
The nurse wouldn't tell me the guy's name because I'm not family, but then I had Bailey. That's the dog, I know. His name. And I didn't know what to do with him, so I brought him home and here we are. I'm sorry. I know you don't like dogs.
Such a thing to say. I adore dogs.
Oh, well then, why don't you allow pets?
I had a tenant once who raised ferrets. It was a situation. Bailey, one night.
That's all we need.
Mrs. Henley gives her a look.
Come on, Bailey. Come on, boy.
Darcy walks into her kitchen.
Okay, Bailey, I'm gonna have food for you in just a few...
Bailey lies in her armchair. Darcy smiles and crosses her arms.
That's my favorite spot. You have good taste.
She goes to get the door. Catherine walks in.
Hey, I've been a little crazy at the pet supply store on 3rd. We've got food and treats. And look, it's a squeaky toy that looks like a snowman.
Catherine, he's only here for the...
Oh, it is the doggy from the window. Hi, doggy.
He's only here for the night, and his name is Bailey.
Oh, Bailey, I'm so sorry Darcy broke your person.
Stop saying that.
You don't know anything about Mystery Man?
No, and his phone is missing, so all I have are his dog, his mail, and his keys.
Okay, Bailey.
She brings over a bowl of food. Bailey runs over. She sets down the bowl, and he eats. Catherine picks up the envelopes.
Looks like he was sending Christmas cards. Should we drop them in the mail?
Wait a minute. Let me see that.
Darcy takes the envelopes.
Return address. We have the return address. 11 Denman Court. Bailey.
Bailey looks up.
I think we know where you live.
Cars drive down the street. Darcy and Catherine arrive at the man's house.
Okay.
They wait at the door with Bailey.
Knock again.
If he has family, they're probably at the hospital.
Then why wouldn't they call me to check on Bailey? I left my number with the nurse.
Good question.
Darcy takes out keys.
What are you doing?
Seeing if we have the right place.
She puts a key in the door. The door opens. Bailey pulls away from Darcy and runs inside. Darcy looks at Catherine.
Bailey! Here, boy!
Come on, let's go get Bailey before someone catches us.
Catherine goes inside. Darcy looks around, then follows her.
Bailey!
They stand inside the house. Catherine goes upstairs. Darcy looks around downstairs. She looks at wood carvings hanging on the wall. Catherine picks up a business card from the man's desk. It reads, William A. Anderson, Public Relations Consultant, with his phone number. Bailey lies in his dog bed.
Oh, come on, pal. We'll be back soon.
Darcy pets Bailey. She sees framed photographs sitting on the side table. She takes off her backpack and picks one up. In the photograph, a woman smiles. Catherine enters the room.
William A. Anderson. He works in public relations.
Oh, maybe he has an assistant or something.
Darcy dials the number.
Well, that doesn't do us much good.
I'm sure he has a family.
I think he has a wife.
Nope. Nothing but guy's clothes.
Maybe a girlfriend then.
It's not really a taste.
In girlfriends?
In clothes. This is cashmere.
Did you see all those souvenirs in the hall? I think he travels a lot. That sounds exciting.
Exciting? You won't even get on a train to Manhattan.
Yes, well, I can still admire a spirit of adventure in others.
Oh, looks like he was headed on a trip.
Well, that explains the total lack of Christmas decorations.
I love how much his lack of knickknacks is bothering you.
I like a place with a little more personality. Oh, but he reads Anthony Cleaver Parks.
Let Nothing You Dismay is number 3 on the Times bestseller list. Lots of people read him.
No, he really reads him, even the early stuff.
There's your icebreaker. Sorry I broke into your house. Read any good books lately?
Catherine?
What?
To the best PR man in publishing, deepest thanks, Tony. William Anderson isn't just a fan of Anthony Cleaver Parks. He represents him. He calls him Tony. Can you imagine?
The man's got a closet full of cashmere, but this is what impresses you.
Yes, this is what impresses me. Hello?
Miss Archer? This is Nurse Nancy from Einstein Hospital. Our patient is awake and he's asking about his dog.
Oh, that's wonderful news. I'll be right there.
See you soon.
Could you give us a lift downtown?
We arrive at Einstein Hospital. Darcy and Bailey walk down the hall with the nurse.
Miss Archer, thank you for coming.
Oh, I was so happy to hear from you.
Right this way, I'll escort you. I got permission for us to bend the rules a little and let Neely visit. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more information this morning, but I'm bound by confidentiality and I had to ask his permission first.
I completely understand.
No, He took a hit to his head, and he's having some memory problems, which is not unusual.
Is Mr. Anderson going to be okay?
I thought you didn't know him.
I did a little detective work.
No, he'll be happy to hear that you know his name.
Why is that?
Well, at the moment, he doesn't.
The nurse and Darcy look through the bedroom window at Aiden, who sits up in bed. Aiden sits up in bed at Einstein Hospital.
So he doesn't know who he is?
Retrograde amnesia. It's a loss of autobiographical memory. It's a side effect of swelling on the brain. Once the swelling subsides, memories can gradually return.
They can or they do?
It's different for everyone. You're certain of his name?
Yes. I found his address on his Christmas cards and went by his house earlier to see if anyone was home. His name is William Anderson.
We believe that if a thread of memory appears, it's best to pick it up and follow it, see where it goes. And Mr. Anderson remembers Bailey, which is already a good sign.
Okay.
They enter the room.
Come on. You have a visitor.
Bailey!
Bailey jumps up.
Hey!
Does the name William Anderson mean anything to you?
Yeah, actually, that sounds very familiar.
Is it possible that's your name?
I think. Aiden. I keep thinking of the name Aiden. I'm fairly certain that...
The middle initial is A. William A. Anderson.
I think people called me Aiden.
William Aiden Anderson. That's a good name.
Well, then why is it that my dog's name sounds more familiar to me than my own?
Well, it's not unusual. Think about how many times a day you say your pet's name. You know, details come back in their own way, and in their own time. Aiden, this is Darcy Archer. She's been taking care of Bailey. Hi.
Hi. I really appreciate you. You look so familiar to me. Do we know each other?
Nurse Nancy, could I have a moment?
Of course.
The nurse leaves the room.
Darcy, as in Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice.
As a matter of fact, yes. It was my mother's favorite book.
I'm sorry, this is so surreal. I feel like I know you. Are we friends? Wait, are we related? I should just stop guessing because I'm probably embarrassing myself.
I'm the girl who ran into you.
Unexpected.
I have no idea how to apologize for this. It just happened so fast, and then I was standing there with Bailey, and I found your address on your Christmas card, so we went to your house, and then Bailey ran inside, and I had the keys. Okay. Now I'm the one making myself look worse.
You went in my house?
I did.
Was anyone there?
No.
Did you take a look around?
A little.
And what'd you find out?
Your name. Also, you work in public relations for Anthony Cleaver Parks. He's a very famous author, so I guess you're kind of a big deal.
Well, that's exciting.
What else? You'd packed an overnight bag to go somewhere. I think you have a girlfriend. I saw a photo. She's lovely. Also, you're not much for Christmas decorations.
No, that can't be true. I'm pretty sure that I love Christmas.
Can I help at all?
Yes. Yes, in fact, you can. My neurologist said that items from home might be able to jog my memory. Would you mind going back to my house and grabbing a few of my things? I hate to ask, but right now you're kind of... Well, you're the only person that I know.
I'd be happy to. I'll come by tomorrow after work.
What do you do?
I work at a bookstore in Northern Liberties. Actually, I've seen you walk by a few times with Bailey.
Oh, Bailey. Oh, Bailey, I don't think they're gonna let me keep you here.
You can hang out with me. That's fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
He smiles. He picks up a card with a picture of Rudolph on it.
Rudolph. I remember my dog, Jane Austen, and Rudolph. And now you.
Darcy smiles. Back at Darcy's apartment at night, Darcy reads Let Nothing You Dismay. Bailey looks at her with his tongue out.
You need to go out?
He moves forward a little bit.
You want to come up here, don't you? Had a heck of a day, huh? Me too. Okay. Come on. Come on. Come on.
He jumps up on the bed. She pets him.
Good night, Bailey.
He chews on a toy. The Philadelphia skyline. Darcy and Mrs. Henley walk down a sidewalk with Bailey.
I forgot how much I enjoy walking a dog. It's just a great way to clear your mind.
My mind is anything but clear right now. I've got to help Aiden remember who he is. I can't find a single Aiden Anderson in Philadelphia.
Did you check on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, I found several William Andersons, but none of the photos were a match. No one's filed a missing persons report for him.
And his phone?
Missing, along with his wallet and any other ID. The nurse asked me to go by Aiden's place to pick up a few things to jog his memory.
Do you need me to watch Bailey while you're at work?
Oh, it's okay. Taryn said I could bring him in. And on top of all of this, Christmas Eve is in 5 days and there's still so much to do. Oh.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Luigi.
He stands with Darcy's bike.
My bike!
Just like new, huh?
Better than new. How much do I owe you?
No charge. Buon Natale.
Luigi, I couldn't. You do so much for me already.
I cannot take your money. No. It's corretto.
That means impolite.
Oh, you speak Italian?
Un poco. I dabble in the romance languages. I'm a dabbler.
Well, I'm going to walk this home, and then, Mrs. Henley, if you don't mind.
Of course. Luigi, excuse us. We are women on a mission.
Get you.
Thanks again.
Darcy and Mrs. Henley continue down the sidewalk. International flags line of Philadelphia Street. Aiden draws in his hospital room. Nurse Nancy walks in.
Well, good morning, mystery man.
Good morning, Nurse Nancy.
Well, look at this.
He draws a house.
You're quite good.
Aiden looks up at her and smiles.
I keep seeing this house. I don't know if it means anything.
Well, if drawing helps you remember, then go with it.
Thank you.
Nurse Nancy leaves the room. Aiden's house. Darcy walks into his bedroom. She puts a trophy into a duffel bag. She takes the photographs from the side table and puts them in the bag. She takes the book from his shelf and some of his clothes and puts them in the bag. Mrs. Henley pets Bailey in the kitchen.
He didn't put up a tree anywhere?
Not everyone does.
Sometimes I do not understand your generation at all.
Did you find anything?
Yes. Gift certificate for 2 tickets to the Nutcracker at the Pennsylvania Ballet.
Did you find anything helpful?
Darcy, this is the most important thing in this house. This is the gift of culture.
Okay, well, you never know. We'll bring it. I'm putting stuff in this overnight bag.
Oh, and ho, 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 what do we have here?
She holds the wrapped present.
He packed it in the bag. Finally, some proof that he doesn't hate Christmas. I was truthfully getting worried.
Mrs. Henley inspects it.
Wonder what's in?
I don't know. I'll take it with me and we'll find out.
Well, the box and lid were wrapped separately. That means special care.
I know what you're thinking. Stop. Drop that box, lady.
Oh, I shouldn't drop it. What if it's fragile?
Slowly put down that box, Mrs. Henley. If Aiden wants to open the Christmas present, that's his business.
Okay, fine. Oops!
The box opens.
Mrs. Henley, you did that on purpose.
You can't prove that.
Well, you've gone this far. I'm already an accessory. Just open it.
I love this new sense of adventure in you.
Mrs. Henley opens a small red box. She opens her mouth. A diamond ring is inside. Darcy stares at it.
He was going to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, this story is getting so interesting.
International Flags Line of Philadelphia Street. A doctor sits across from Aiden.
A vegetable.
Carrot.
She shows him cards.
A mode of transportation.
It's an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Good. An item used in sports.
A picture of a football is on the card.
Football. It's a football. This is infuriating.
You're doing very well, Aiden. Your MRI shows significant improvement. But I still want to keep you at least one more night. Now, as the edema subsides, your recall will improve. It's usually long-term memory at first, and then more recent events.
Are you spending Christmas with your family, Dr. Holbrook?
I am.
He smiles.
Everyone wants to spend the holidays with the people they love. I don't even know who those people are.
But you'll get there.
He smiles and nods. Darcy unpacks the duffel bag in Aiden's hospital room.
Looks good. So how are you feeling?
Well, Nurse Nancy here won't let me go outside.
You're recovering from a head injury, Aiden. We can't have you wandering around.
I'm going stir crazy in here.
What if I went with him?
Well, you can take Bailey out for a quick walk.
There's a Christmas party in the visitor's lounge. Take Bailey out and report back to me there.
Thank you, Nurse Nancy.
Nurse Nancy leaves the room.
So, anything look familiar?
Aiden looks at the objects on the bed.
Yeah, actually, this sweatshirt.
He picks up a sweatshirt that says Ohio on it.
I think I might have gone to the Ohio State University.
Anything else? The award, the book, the tickets to the Nutcracker?
No. No. No.
Okay, the... Or how about this?
She gives him the photograph of the woman. He looks at it.
No. Nothing. I'm sorry. Should I know who she is?
Maybe. The thing is...
She hands him the wrapped present. He opens it. He takes out the box inside. He opens it to reveal the diamond ring.
Oh.
Do you remember?
He nods.
I think I'll take that walk now.
Darcy smiles and nods. A lighted carousel spins in a park decorated with Christmas lights. People walk past booths. Kids look at a nutcracker. A reindeer figure is lighted with Christmas lights. A sign reads, "A very vintage Christmas."
Wow, they really go all out, huh?
My landlady would love this place. Oh.
Darcy hands him a cup.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Aiden sips on the drink. They walk together.
I remembered. The ring, I mean.
I figured. That's good, Aiden.
Here's my mom's. She lost it when I was a kid. And she was so distraught over it. And my dad said, "It's not the ring that matters. It's the promise." Patricia. My mom's name was Patricia.
What?
Yeah, she passed away. That memory, that's what caught me so off guard. I was in college, and I remember my dad calling. I can see his face. I just don't remember his name.
I'm sorry. We don't need to talk about it.
No, it's okay. It's like you said, I remember, and that's good. I'm grateful for any memory, even the sad ones. How long have I had this? I can't believe that I'm holding this right now. And somewhere out there, there's a girl who I loved enough to offer my mom's ring, and I have no memory of her at all. What happens if I never remember her, Darcy? This woman that Apparently, I'm planning to marry.
I really believe that when you see her in person and you hear her voice, there'll be a spark and the memories will start to come back.
And if they don't?
Well, then you'll make new ones. Maybe we should get back to the hospital.
Back at Einstein Hospital. People gather in a room decorated with wreaths and garlands. Darcy walks towards a table with refreshments and takes a plastic cup.
Hello, Darcy.
Mr. Farley, how's your grandson?
That's him over there with my wife. He's doing really well. They say he'll be out by Saturday.
That's wonderful news.
I'll say. He's never missed a Christmas at Chaucer's.
I look forward to seeing him there.
How's Bailey's owner?
We've got to take Bailey for a walk outside today, which cheered him up.
All my grandson wants to do is go out and build a snowman. It's got to be rough on a kid being stuck in the hospital at Christmas.
Darcy and Aiden sit at a tiny table.
Another dot of glue.
This was a great idea.
Well, if we can't bring the kids to the outdoors, maybe we can bring the outdoors to them.
She holds up an origami snowflake.
Very nice.
Now you try.
Okay. And how many of these am I making again?
I don't know, Aiden. How happy do you want to make these kids?
Okay, good point. I did want something to occupy my time. I just wish I knew a way to repay you for everything you've done.
Darcy shakes her head.
Oh, there is one thing. Do you have any need for those tickets to the Nutcracker?
I think I could safely say no.
Well, my landlady, Mrs. Henley, has been so great helping with Bailey.
Yes. Please, make that happen. You gotta spread that Christmas cheer as often as we can.
Darcy smiles. Back at Darcy's apartment building.
Oh, and I tried calling Ohio State's alumni office. Closed for the holidays, of course. It's like every road I try just seems to lead to another dead end.
Oh, Darcy, you have been reading mystery novels your entire life. You just need to look for the clues.
I'm afraid this trail is stone cold. But I did teach him origami.
Yay! Little victories count.
Oh, and if you'd still like to use those tickets to the Nutcracker, Aiden says you're welcome to them. As a thank you for watching Bailey.
Really? Oh, Darcy. Oh, that's so wonderful.
I told him you'd be excited.
No, you don't understand. I was a featured dancer in the Nutcracker in the New York City Theater. What? 30 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's the New York City Theater. Mm-hmm. They call it something else now, I forget what. And that girl is a professional dancer.
How can you tell?
Her build, her posture. And that pin she's wearing?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Grand Ballet Company in New York.
Oh, my gosh. We found her.
They look at the picture of the girl on Darcy's phone. The sign at Chaucer's reads, 4 days until Christmas Eve. Catherine walks in.
Oh, morning, Catherine.
Morning. Aren't you closing today?
Oh, I just came in to drop off some decorations from the display window.
And to give updates. Amnesia guy's would-be fiancé might be a ballerina in New York.
Oh, that's thrilling. She got a name?
Not yet, but here's what I'm thinking. He had the engagement ring, he'd packed an overnight bag. Maybe Aiden was on his way to New York to propose to her there.
New York at Christmas, attractive, iconic. I'd say yes to that.
But here's what I don't understand. I left a note on the kitchen counter at Aiden's place with my cell number on it. The ballerina hasn't heard from him in days, but she doesn't come to town to check in.
You're right, that's odd.
Maybe they got in a fight and the proposal was like his big save, trying to rescue their relationship. Guys do dumb stuff like that all the time.
She's right. So, you gonna tell him?
Well, I don't know her name and can't call her. I just worry that it'll cause Aiden more stress. Nurse Nancy says that anxiety can worsen the memory block.
You could go to Manhattan, stop by the ballet, find her.
Either of you feel like a trip to New York?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to study.
Oh, I'm just not really a great traveler. It would be so nice to not have to do it by myself.
Ooh, check out the new ad at Christmas Eve for books, books, books. They're gonna have a Santa bounce house.
How are we supposed to compete with that?
Okay, here's what we do. We send out an email blast today to our mailing list. Luigi's restaurant is going to cater Christmas Eve at Chaucer's. And also put in there, we'll have Christmas carolers and a surprise guest too.
That's good. Who's the guest?
I have no idea. I'll figure it out when I come in this afternoon. Right now, it is a surprise to all of us.
I gotta go. They're expecting me at the hospital.
So early?
Well, we're up to something. Okay. Bye.
She puts on her coat, picks up her bag, and leaves. We arrive at the hospital. Aiden sits in a lounge at a table.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
I brought you a cranberry eggnog muffin. It's all the flavors of Christmas in muffin form.
Sounds delicious.
I ran into Bob and Anita Farley in the hall. Seems like you've gotten pretty popular around here.
That makes sense. I do work in public relations.
You remember?
No, I'm just going with it.
Take it till you make it.
Exactly.
He eats a muffin.
Wow.
I know, right?
This is the first non-hospital food that I've had in days. Thank you so much. Did you finish all of your Christmas shopping?
Everyone gets books. I work in a bookstore. Then again, they all got books before I worked in a bookstore. I believe everyone should declare a favorite author. It says a heck of a lot more than your astrological sign.
Fair point.
Who's your favorite author?
I don't know. But I think I usually do. So did you get your mom, Jane Austen?
Why would you ask?
Well, she named you after Mr. Darcy. I just assumed that Austen was one of her favorites.
My parents passed away a couple years ago. Car accident, so.
Darcy, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
It's okay. It was hard, still is, but I've assembled quite the surrogate family, and Chaucer's bookstore is our homestead.
Well, I look forward to seeing that.
Darcy smiles.
Oh, I wanted to show you. I did some sketches. I think my childhood memories are flooding back because I keep on getting these really vivid images of school as if it happened last week. Meanwhile, I have no idea what happened last week.
Kids color at tables. They play Twister. They play bean bags.
Nice.
Aiden tosses a bean bag.
Yes!
I still don't understand how you did all this.
Well, I made a few calls, but most of this was Aiden.
Yes!
Turns out he's very good at bringing people together.
All right. Okay.
Kids high-five him. He plays Twister.
He really is a good guy, isn't he?
Left for grip.
Appears to be.
And right hand blue.
Any luck finding the girl in the photograph?
I did find a good lead.
I hope you find her. He deserves to have someone around who loves him.
Yeah, he really does.
In black green.
He falls.
Mr. Anderson, please watch your head.
I will.
He gets up. He and Darcy smile at each other. Darcy searches for a train ticket online.
One ticket to Manhattan, please. You don't mind spending the day with Mrs. Henley, do you, Bailey?
Bailey looks up at her. She smiles. At the hospital, Aiden draws at a table.
Dr. Holbrook says your scans from this morning look good. So she's given permission to go outside again today for exercise.
Oh, that's awesome news.
Provided that you have medical supervision. So, it looks like we both get to take a little break today. Anywhere that you'd like to go, maybe a walk along the waterfront?
Actually, there is this bookstore I've been wanting to check out.
Taxis pass by Penn Station. People look at a Christmas display at Macy's. People ice skate in the park. Darcy walks up a flight of stairs. Darcy stands at a reception desk.
That's a very interesting story, but I can't give out personal information about our dancers.
Right. Except, maybe you could, please?
I'm sorry. There's really nothing here I can do.
No. No, that's not good enough. I'm sorry, but I took the train all the way here from Philadelphia.
I don't see what that has.
Listen. There is a man who made a room full of paper snowflakes just to make kids in the hospital smile. And he doesn't know who he is. And this girl in the photograph, I think maybe she loves him. Please, help me make some Christmas magic here.
Let me see.
Darcy holds up her phone.
That's Melanie Porter. She's away on tour.
You know her? Could I please have her number?
Who am I to get in the way of a little Christmas magic?
The receptionist writes down the number and hands it to Darcy.
Thank you.
Aiden and Nurse Nancy walk to Chaucer's.
Does anything look familiar?
Yeah. Actually, this looks really familiar.
Go in. Thank you so much. We got the last four Christmas carolers in Philadelphia.
Hey, take that, books.
Darcy does it again. That girl can make a plan happen.
So why isn't she applying for general manager?
It's actually infuriating. Darcy's literally the most capable person I know, and somehow she can't see it.
She's single-handedly planning Christmas Eve, all while taking care of Amnesia Guy, so.
And his dog.
Bailey's a pretty great dog.
Can we help you find anything?
I'm guessing that Darcy isn't here.
What makes you say that?
Well, you two were just talking about her really loudly.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
That's a trickier question than you realize.
From the front window, of course. You're Amnesia Guy.
Well, that is my formal title, but you can call me Aiden.
Right, Aiden. Darcy's off today. You said you saw him in the front window before today? Yeah, on Sunday, I think. You had Bailey with you.
Aiden, maybe you know somebody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Darcy holds her phone to her ear.
You've reached the voicemail of Melanie Porter. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Hi, Melanie? This is Darcy Archer. We don't know each other. I'm a friend of Aiden Anderson. Maybe you know him as William Anderson. There was a small accident. He's okay, but he got hit on the head and he has a tiny case of amnesia.
Aiden and Nurse Nancy walk down the sidewalk.
Well, I called the police again this morning. They still have no calls regarding a missing person.
I guess my family doesn't know I'm missing.
Does anything else look familiar?
Not really.
We should get back to the hospital. My car's right over there.
Wait a second.
He runs into a shop called Brick and Mortar. They stand at the counter inside.
Oh, that explains it. You came by on Sunday. I don't work on Sundays. Says Ralph helped you and you paid cash.
Okay, well, can I speak to Ralph?
He's on a plane to Tucson.
Oh.
Ma'am, my name is Nancy Thompson. I'm a nurse at Einstein Hospital. This gentleman is a patient of ours. Any information that you could offer would be much appreciated.
Let's have a look.
She looks at a computer.
Then apparently I found a diamond certificate in some of my mom's old stuff. And even though the setting was an antique, my dad surprised her with a diamond upgrade in 1989.
I'm sure that's significant. I'm just not seeing it.
There was a serial number engraved in the side. So I enter the serial number, and lo and behold, it pops up in an antique shop right here in Philadelphia.
And then you waited 3 weeks to go down the street and get it?
Yeah, that is a little weird. I must have been out of town.
I mean, of course, that's wonderful. I just... It still feels like there's something missing there, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, you're from Ohio. You went to college at Ohio State. You moved to Philadelphia at some point after graduation, and then years later, your mother's engagement ring, which has been missing for decades, shows up at a shop located 6 blocks from your house. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but you gotta admit, it's a heck of a coincidence.
No, it makes no sense. You're right. More missing pieces.
Well, maybe one less. Does the name Melanie Porter mean anything to you?
No.
Melanie Porter?
No.
Melanie Porter?
We can do this all day if you want.
She's the girl in the photo, Aiden.
They stop walking. Aiden picks up the photograph of Melanie in his hospital room.
Melanie Porter?
She's a professional ballerina. I went to Manhattan this morning and met this really nice receptionist at the Grand Ballet Company. Melanie dances there.
I'm sorry, you went to Manhattan this morning?
Mm-hmm. Just a quick little trip on the train. I knew you were nervous about meeting her. I thought if I met her first in person, explained the situation, I just wanted to bring you guys back together.
Darcy, you amaze me. I wish I had your tenacity.
Oh.
What?
That's not how most people would describe me.
Well, they should. So did you talk to her?
I left a voicemail.
A voicemail? So then I guess now we just wait.
Are you upset that I didn't ask your permission first? Did I overstep?
No, I think we flew right past overstepping on the first day. I really appreciate what you did. I just wish that I remembered her.
You will.
I also wish that I had your confidence.
When you're standing in front of the woman you're meant to be with, I believe you'll know.
May I ask you a personal question?
Seems only fair.
Why haven't you pitched yourself for the position of general manager over at Chaucer's?
What?
I may have overstepped a little bit today, too. Nurse Nancy took me by your shop, and a couple of your coworkers might have been complaining about you not applying to run the place.
I am going to strangle them.
Dr. Holbrook.
Hi.
Darcy Archer, this is my neurologist.
Are you ready to get out of here, Aiden?
Seriously?
Dr. Holbrook nods.
I told Dr. Holbrook that I observed no areas of concern when you were ambulatory today.
And the swelling on your brain is sufficiently under control, so I'm comfortable signing your release.
But there's still so much I don't remember.
Which is why we would still like to see you for cognitive therapy. But the best thing you can do is to surround yourself with a familiar.
Gosh, well, okay. Thanks, Doc.
Well, stay put, and we'll get your paperwork.
Dr. Holbrook and Nurse Nancy walk out of the room.
Huh. So what do I do now?
I guess you go home.
Aiden nods. Aiden and Darcy walk into his house.
I mean, it looks familiar. It just doesn't really feel like home.
Give it a minute. Settle in a bit.
It just doesn't feel like me.
How so?
He gestures to a wood carving.
Well, take this sculpture, for instance.
What about it?
I really hate that sculpture.
Well, maybe it was a gift.
No tree.
He looks around.
Not even a single decoration. I love Christmas. I know I love Christmas.
Would it feel more like home if we decked the halls a bit? Because I can make that happen.
I don't want you going out and buying anything.
I wasn't planning on it. Just let me make a phone call.
Mrs. Henley stands at the door.
Hey, Bailey.
Don't worry, there's more in the car.
Oh, let me help you with that.
Did you pack all that yourself?
Goodness, no. I recruited Luigi to assist. You must be Aiden.
Yes, thank you. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Henley.
Darcy, you're right. He is handsome.
She said I was handsome.
It's, you know, it's just a descriptive word. Let's unpack some Christmas, shall we?
Darcy carries a tub inside.
And I'll get the rest out of the car.
The Philadelphia skyline.
My friend Josh is covering my shift at the store today, and now my phone is dead. It's been a busy day.
I feel bad making you miss all this work.
I'm the one who usually covers for everyone. I'm just calling in a few favors. I did promise to find a surprise special guest for our Christmas Eve event. Still working on that one.
Hey, why don't we call one of my clients?
Do you remember the password for your computer?
You know, amnesia really is the unexpected wrench in the works of a paperless office.
I don't like that word, paperless. It's not a world I want to live in.
So you never answered my question. Why haven't you applied to run the store?
Honestly, I'm running out of reasons. I guess I hesitate because I'm not the type of person who looks around a room and thinks, clearly, I'm meant to be the person in charge here.
Okay. But you are the type of person who decides that something needs to happen and then makes sure that it does. Isn't that all leadership is?
Maybe so.
Besides, there's an experience that I want you to have.
What's that?
To know how good it feels to have Darcy Archer fighting for you.
Thank you, Aiden.
He smiles at her and looks down. They look at each other.
That's a great sweater, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I can't take credit for it. I did find a business card for a personal shopper upstairs.
Someone buys your clothes for you?
Apparently. So what do you think? How are we looking?
Good, I think.
They decorate a spiral topiary. It lights up. They decorate a Christmas tree inside the house. Aiden looks at Darcy and smiles.
Well, you think we got enough?
Yes, it looks great.
And who wants to make a gingerbread house?
One of my favorite Christmas traditions.
Maybe I'll just... Yeah, just one.
He takes a marshmallow from a tray Mrs. Henley holds. The Philadelphia skyline at dusk.
Christmas at my house, there was always an assembly line in the kitchen. My mom, she would make so much bread that you'd have to bake the loaves in coffee cans. She was pretty famous for it, actually. We would show up to school with a loaf all wrapped up for each teacher. Not just mine, all of them. And the teachers...
What?
He stares straight ahead.
I was a teacher, Darcy.
When?
I don't know. But that classroom that I was drawing, I wasn't a student in it. That was my classroom. I can see it now. I can see my desk. I can see my entire class. I was an art teacher, third through fifth grade. And my first year of teaching, my mom showed up at Christmas with a loaf just for me.
I love that.
Why would I give that up?
Maybe there's a gift in all this. As you remember who you were, you get to decide who you want to be.
He nods. He raises his head.
I know this song.
Well, yes, it's been playing everywhere.
No, but this version of it, I've heard it before. I know I have. Winter formal in college. Will you dance with me?
Oh, no.
He takes her hands and twirls her.
Yep. There it is. It's all coming back. And the theme was, bells. Something with bells. Jingle bell ball. That's it. Yeah.
That sounds magical.
They dance.
I couldn't have gotten through this without you, Darcy.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten into this without me.
You have to stop blaming yourself. There's a moment. An accident, and everything since then has revealed to me who you really are. Thoughtful, determined, funny.
I do like the way you see me.
I love that I get to see you.
They lean in towards each other. A man walks in.
Aiden, will you call your dog, please? Bailey, come.
Bailey comes to Aiden. The man sets down bags.
What is going on? I thought you went back to Akron, and I get this crazy message from Melanie. Someone told her I have amnesia, and I've been trying to call you all morning, and what have you done to this house?
I'm sorry. Could we back up for a second? What are you doing in Aiden's house?
Well, this is my house. Who are you?
I'm Darcy Archer. I'm a friend of Aiden's. Who are you?
I'm William Anderson. I'm also a friend of Aiden's.
You're William A. Anderson?
Yes.
Oh, dear. You weren't planning to use those nutcracker tickets, were you?
Is somebody baking in here?
I don't understand. If you're William Anderson, then...
I'm Aiden Harris. From Akron, Ohio.
It snows outside the house.
You called. Said you'd found your mother's ring in an antique store up here. You were driving up to get it. Wanted to know if I could recommend any hotels that allowed dogs. I was in California on a book tour with a client, so I offered you my house, which you've apparently decorated for Christmas.
You're welcome.
I'm a minimalist.
Yeah, but you don't have to be.
And you guys have been friends since college, which is why Aiden was in your graduation photo.
Yes.
So Melanie is your girlfriend?
Yes, she tried to call after she got Darcy's message.
I really should have charged my phone.
Okay, so I came here from Ohio to get my mom's ring.
You had to wait until you're on Christmas break from school.
So I'm still a teacher?
Yes.
That's nice. I bet you're a great teacher.
All right, so I'm sorry, Will. It's just the last week I've been thinking that I was you.
Which explains why you're wearing my clothes.
It's a really nice sweater.
Aiden, I'm so sorry that you've been dealing with this. This is insane. I had no idea. I wish I'd gotten home sooner. I was in L.A. with Tony Parks.
Which is so amazing.
Oh, she's a pretty big fan. She works over at Chaucer's bookstore.
No kidding. That's a great store. There's not many like it anymore. Keep up the good fight.
We certainly try.
Aiden, you should probably call your dad. I don't know when you were planning on being home, but he might have been expecting you by now.
Big problem is I lost my phone, and I don't have his number.
His generation still has landlines.
That's true. We do.
I'll see if he's listed.
William leaves the room.
Mrs. Henley, why don't we pack up and get out of the way?
No, what are you talking about? Stay. We're finally solving this mystery. Don't you want to see how it ends?
I'm seeing it. You're being reunited with people who love you. I'm just going to get a little fresh air.
She walks out. Aiden turns to Mrs. Henley.
Do I follow?
You absolutely follow.
Right. He goes outside. Darcy stands on the patio under Christmas lights. It snows. Aiden rubs his arms.
When did she have time to decorate out here?
She's a very determined lady.
Darcy smiles.
What's wrong?
Nothing, I promise.
She turns to face him.
But Dr. Holbrook said you'll do better if you're surrounded by the familiar. I need to give you room to do that.
But I'm not asking you to.
You're only just remembering your life in Ohio. You wrapped up that ring for someone. Whoever it is clearly means a lot to you. So, go back to your life. And find out who you are. No matter what, I'm your friend, and I always will be.
Okay.
They hug. Darcy nods. They lean in towards each other.
Aiden, Will has your dad on the line.
Aiden turns to go inside. Darcy stays on the patio. He stops at the door and looks at Darcy. He goes inside. Darcy tears up. She stands in the snow. The Philadelphia skyline at dusk. Darcy and Mrs. Henley walk into the apartment building.
Are you all right, dear? You look so sad.
I should be all right, right? I wanted to help him find out who he is, and we did that. And I made a new friend.
But you see him as more than a friend.
Darcy looks down and shakes her head.
I don't ask for much. The less you ask for, the less you have to lose. So, I found my adventure in books, you know? But this week, it was like I forgot to do that. And I realized I'm a little braver than I thought.
You didn't think about all the things you're normally tentative about because you were concerned for Aiden. Caring for others reveals the best version of ourselves.
Those were special circumstances. I was helping him figure out who he is.
I know. And imagine what would happen if you did the same for yourself.
Darcy nods. Back at William's house, Aiden stands in the living room. William comes down the stairs.
Oh, hey. Mrs. Henley left her phone number in the kitchen. She said that she would be more than happy to come by and pick up all these decorations whenever you want.
You know, I hate to admit it, but they're actually starting to grow on me. You all set?
Yeah. You really don't mind driving me all the way back to Ohio?
You have no license, no money, and until last night, you didn't know your name, so not really comfortable letting you drive a car.
William pats him on the back.
Man, I can't believe your luck. Having somebody like Darcy to help you out. She actually went to New York to find Melanie.
Yeah, she did.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, would you go through all that trouble to help a stranger?
I don't know. Would I?
Yeah, Yeah, you would. Normal people wouldn't. I don't know how you pay that back.
Actually, there might be a way.
Chaucer's bookstore. Catherine puts a book in a shopping bag for a customer.
Thank you. Good morning, Darcy.
Can't talk. I've been psyching myself up the whole ride over, and I don't want to lose my nerve.
Something happened?
Many things have happened. I will tell you later, but right now, I am a woman on a mission.
Darcy!
Yeah?
They point to their heads. Darcy takes off her helmet. She tosses it to Josh. She walks into Terrence's office.
Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning, Darcy. My, don't you look nice today?
Thank you, Terrence. I do look nice today. And, in addition to looking nice, I submit to you that I look professional and capable.
And I would agree with that assessment.
She wears a blazer over a blouse.
Terrence, I believe that you deserve the right to have someone running Chaucer's who really loves it.
I concur.
And I think that I am that person, Terrence. No, I just don't think it. I know it. And there's areas where I'd need training, of course, but I have come to appreciate that I am the kind of person who sees a problem and doesn't stop until a solution is found. Do you know what half the inventory is at Books, Books, Books? Not books. What we do here is so special, and our community needs us, and I truly believe—
Darcy, all I ever wanted was for you to want it.
Pardon?
Of course you could run this store. I've always known that. I just needed for you to know that.
Really?
I would be honored to leave Chaucer's in your hands. Really? The job is yours.
Oh my gosh. Terrence, you will not regret this.
So, let's get you started.
Right now?
Sunday is Christmas Eve. We have a lot of work to do.
Darcy smiles.
Sorry to interrupt. I've got a call on hold for you.
Catherine, I would like to introduce you to our new general manager.
Oh, Darcy, I knew when you came in with good shoes something was brewing. So maybe this call should go to you then?
Who is it?
It's Anthony Cleaver Parks. He's offering to do an author appearance on Christmas Eve.
Anthony Cleaver Parks here? Why?
He says he's helping a friend repay a paper.
Darcy nods.
I'll take the call in here, thanks.
Okay. Bye, boss.
Catherine and Terrence leave the room. A car pulls up at a house. Aiden looks out through the window.
I'm just worried I won't remember.
Don't worry. You will.
They take off their seatbelts and get out of the car. They walk up to the house. They stop and look at it, a gray and white two-story house with two garages. The front door opens. A woman and a little girl come out. Aiden runs to the little girl.
Sarah!
They hug. Sarah smiles at Aiden.
I remember. I remember.
He picks her up. He hugs the woman. Mrs. Henley and Luigi come out of the apartment building in formal dress. A red car awaits outside.
Wait! Wait! I wanted to get a photo of you two.
I know that we're overdressed. People don't dress up to go to the ballet anymore.
Well, Oscar Wilde said one could never be overdressed or overeducated.
Do you hear that, Luigi? We have Oscar's approval.
I don't know him, but he sounds like a very wise man, huh?
Okay, smile.
She takes a picture of them.
We'll have fun, you two.
Ciao.
Bye.
Good night.
Mrs. Henley and Luigi get into the red car. Darcy waves. Mrs. Henley waves back. They drive away. Darcy sighs. An employee moves a sign that reads, "Welcome to Christmas Eve at Chaucer's." Darcy walks in a red dress.
Okay, everyone, it's looking good. Let's keep up the pace. The doors open in 10 minutes and we have customers waiting.
Darcy, can you come take a look at this for a minute?
Oh, of course. Catherine, while you have your phone out, do you mind calling William Anderson and getting an ETA on Mr. Parks' arrival?
Catherine nods. Luigi and Mrs. Henley set plates of appetizers on a table. Darcy walks over.
Oh, Luigi, this looks incredible.
I could not have done it without the help of my lovely assistant.
Beauty inspires beauty.
He gives Mrs. Henley a kiss on the cheek.
It's a great job with the story, Darcy. The place looks extraordinary.
Thank you, Terrence.
Our special guests have arrived.
Darcy turns around.
Darcy.
Oh.
William and Anthony Cleaver Parks stand at the entrance. Darcy waves.
I'd like you to meet Anthony Cleaver Parks. Tony, this is the amazing Darcy Archer.
It's nice to finally meet you in person.
Me? Oh, thank you so much for all of the online promotion you did. We've been getting calls all day.
I'm glad to get your story as much attention as I can.
We really appreciate it. Josh, do you think you could show the reading area to Mr. Parks?
Please. My friends call me Tony.
Okay.
This way, Mr. Parks. Shall we say Tony? We actually need to set up.
Josh leads them away.
Well, you're done for the year. Nobody's going to top that Christmas present.
Darcy stares straight ahead.
Honey, what's wrong?
Darcy shakes her head.
Nothing. I can't help but wish that I could tell Aiden about all of this.
And you can. He's still your friend.
I know, I spent so much time telling myself that Aiden was all wrong for me. That he lived some fantasy life with the travel and the fancy clothes and that house that looked like a hotel. But in the end, I didn't realize I was looking for anyone until he turned out to be everything I was looking for. And now I know what I'm missing.
Even if the time you had together is all you get, look how much it's done for you.
Darcy nods.
Also, I really want a dog now.
That we can do. Look around you, Darcy. At your store. You did this. You just have to believe that anything is possible.
Darcy smiles. Josh opens the door for guests.
Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas!
Guests walk in. A sign reads, refreshments provided by Luigi's restaurant. Mrs. Henley and Luigi serve the refreshments. They smile at each other. Josh talks to guests. Mr. Farley walks in with his family. Terrence chats with Nurse Nancy. Darcy reads to a group of children.
Laura lived in the little house with her pa, her ma, and her big sister Mary, and her little sister Carrie, and their good old bulldog Jack. See?
She holds up the storybook, The City of Philadelphia at Night.
Are there any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Parks, what made you decide to set a story at Christmas?
Well, there's just something about the holidays, isn't there? The air is heavy with possibility. It's the time of the year when we really believe that our dreams can come true. And it's those expectations that enhance the story.
Billy.
Delight and discovery.
I think he's just here for
wondering what will happen next. How will it all come together in the end?
What are you doing here?
Well, I was looking for something to do tonight, so I went over to Bugs, but man, it is dead over there.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, why are you in Ohio?
See those people?
I'd say it's my friends and my family.
Well, that handsome older gentleman happens to be my dad. Oh, his name is Stanley, by the way, and he wanted to thank you for taking such good care of me. That sweet little girl.
The girl waves.
That's my niece, Sarah. And that lovely lady wearing that beautiful diamond ring that we thought was lost forever. That's Jenny. My sister.
Your sister?
The ring was a gift from my sister.
Darcy smiles.
I'd like to thank the staff here. In particular, the general manager, Darcy Archer, for welcoming me here. It's been an absolute pleasure.
She walks up to the front.
Thank you again, Anthony Cleaver Parks. And thank you to you, all of you, for making this the best Christmas Eve at Chaucer's ever.
Aiden smiles at her. Darcy smiles back. We move down a Philadelphia city street from above. People eat and mingle at Chaucer's.
Darcy? Hi, I'm Aiden's sister, Jenny, and this is my daughter, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
It is wonderful to meet both of you. I don't know what would have happened if you hadn't taken care of Bailey, if you hadn't helped Aiden. We probably wouldn't even have known he was missing until Christmas Day. Thank you so much.
Your brother is a very special guy.
Yeah, he is. I can't believe he went through all that and found him on the spring. It's like a Christmas miracle.
Do you know where he might be?
I think he took Bailey outside.
Thank you.
Darcy goes outside. Aiden stands on the sidewalk with Bailey.
My favorite authors are William Faulkner and Patricia Highsmith.
Strangers on a Train. One of my favorites. See? Like I said, now I know you a little better.
Well, now I know me a little better, too.
They smile at each other.
I've been trying to separate the things we thought we knew from the things that turned out to be true.
Let me see if I can help. Hi, I'm Aiden Harris, and this is my dog, Bailey.
Well, it is nice to meet you both. I'm Darcy Archer.
They shake hands.
So, what do you do for a living, Aiden?
I'm an art teacher. How about you?
I run the best bookstore in the whole world.
What? This is your place? You run this for how long?
A whole 24 hours. So, do you live around here?
Currently, I'm in Ohio. But I'm considering a move.
Really?
Really.
And why is that?
A wise, beautiful friend of mine once told me when I found myself standing in front of the woman that I was meant to be with, I'd know.
Yeah.
She was right.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you, Aiden. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Darcy.
They kiss. They pull back, then look into each other's eyes.
Childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now.
They smile.
And still need
Aiden, Darcy, and Bailey are framed by the branches of a lighted tree.
Child, but my